You can support this show at patreon.com/ASApodcasting. Welcome back, Skyrunner Podcast, doing Oblivion, first two quests with the Gray Fox in the Thieves Guild. Michael, I'm here with Ray.
Howdy, howdy.
And Colin.
Good evening, guys.
And we're recording in Discord after trying some other things. back to Oblivion to celebrate the 10th anniversary of Skyrim, as we've been doing. And we're a little deeper into almost towards the end of the Thieves Guild, actually, at this point. Two of the final four quests for the Thieves Guild as we go through that. So I hopped in and played them yesterday. It's been a few years, obviously, since I played the Thieves Guild one. I was looking back at some of the saves from the, and it's probably been since like 2017, 2018. And I didn't realize it had been that long since I played Oblivion. So, because that was when we did Shivering Isles, like 2018, maybe. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then the year before that, we had done some of the other stuff, like the main quest and all.
Yeah. So, yeah. Main quest too.
Yeah. So that was like 2017. And I was like, oh, God, it's been a while. It's like, phew. But yeah, I really like the Thieves Guild quest line so far.
Yeah. I was enjoying it.
Yeah, it's been pretty fun.
You are enjoying it. Yeah. Past tense.
Uh-oh. Dun, dun, dun.
Yeah. Oh, man. Yeah, I almost had a lockpick fiasco. There was that.
Yeah. I mean, I can't even understand that because, I mean, when we get there, I mean, it was over 100 lockpicks it took me.
Oh, really? I was in bad shape for sure. I was in bad shape. But, I mean, I'm decent at it, and I was still in bad shape. I was like, ooh, this is... I don't want to get stuck in this dungeon. I don't want to have to start all the way over again. Like, that's going to be really, really time-consuming.
Yes, it was.
Yeah. I'm guessing that's twice. What happened. Oh, really?
Ouch.
Oh, my God. Oh. Oh, man. Anyway, so some quick leveling. Oh, apparently I have something pulling my strength and luck down, so I'm going to have to do something with that. But my character is the Wood Elf Thief Assassin, sitting at level 13 at the moment. Like my highest attributes are intelligence and agility. Major skill, highest one right now, sneak for obvious reasons. My security is only at 45, oddly enough. Light armor is pretty high because I get beat up a lot.
yeah, it sounds like you're reading my character stats.
Alteration, conjuration are about 40, like things like that. So nothing crazy high. Some things, you know, that I don't use at all, like block, are crazy low. But I haven't done much other. I've done a little. I'm not all the way through the Mage's College yet. I think I have the recommendations. Or I need one recommendation, one or the other. So that's kind of where I'm sitting with that thing. But mostly I've just been doing the thieves and like little things around.
Yeah, I'm I think one quest from completing the Mage's Guild.
Oh, okay. Okay. You've gone to what do they call it? Is it the college they call it? What do they call it in this? I forget.
Arcane University.
Arcane University. Why couldn't I think of that? Jeez. Oh, so you're like through that whole storyline.
Yeah.
I want to get there so I can make some gear. Some enchanted gear. That's kind of my goal.
Do you have 50 repair yet?
No, I don't. I just go to the shop
and pay them. Yeah,
it's so cheap. Like all my gear was down to nothing, and it was like $100 or 100 gold to get it all fixed. So I was like, I guess I'll just pay. I'm stealing a lot of stuff anyway, so what's the difference?
And I started off, you know, doing repairs and stuff like that, but then I found, you know, I don't have anything that's, you know, enchanted or particularly unique, and so I've just been replacing it as I, you know, kill people.
Oh, as you go along, yeah, you find something better and just add on.
Yeah. Oh, look. You know, their leather armor is in good condition. Swap.
Oh man. Yep, that's it. Just take what they have. I think I have most of my stuff's enchanted. I have two helmets that are enchanted. I have Fingleam, and then I have another one that I wear during the day. I think I still need like some boots and some greaves that are enchanted. That might be like the only things I don't like. They're not, nothing I have is great. Like the armor is chameleon. I lucked out pretty early on and found a bandit with chameleon armor. So that was super helpful.
Yeah. I've got Finn Gleam, but the only other enchanted item I have are, you know, some kind of, you know, fancy pants.
Yeah. 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 I had some robes. And
I found multiple. You know, evidently those don't break.
Oh, the pants don't.
Clothes don't break.
That's right. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, because that one has I've had for a long time and haven't had any problems with. But yeah, I've swapped all the other parts out as I've gone along.
Yeah, that's kind of how I go about it. If I find something, I'll just use it. It's where I got most of my stuff.
Yeah. And, you know, it's kind of my, you know, my Fallout New Vegas training.
So there you go.
Yeah. You know, just, you know, collecting, you know, like items to do my repairs with. In this case, I just trade them out.
Just replace. Yeah. Yeah. Just as a replacement piece. Colin, how's your character rolling?
Yeah, pretty much exactly the same as the last time. I played Khajiit, adventurer, so I sort of like picked and choose what he was good at and bad at, and then used none of it. was it my highest is agility at 93 and speed at 86. My security is actually higher than Michael's. It's 51, but it is green, so I'm assuming. Oh, I've got a pair of gloves of lockpick.
Oh, nice.
Which never see any use until today.
Oh, God. Oh.
Yeah, but I have no skill under 25. My lowest skills are blunt and heavy armor. Both are at 26.
Oh, wow. That's pretty balanced.
But that's because they're, I've never used them. They were my major skills. So because I chose those major skills, they were up over 25.
Yeah.
And then,
so you've got high stats and all the stuff you don't do. And so what do you like, level 3, 4?
Yeah, I'm currently still level 10.
Mm. Oh, wow.
Oh, okay.
So, and then my illusion is like 62, light armor is 80, marksman 81, sneak 83, and alteration is 100 because it's awesome. Apart from I couldn't use it for some of the shit in here. And let's see. There's another thing that I like. Oh, yeah, I stole, one's idea. One, I remember, I think it was the last Oblivion one. The last Oblivion playthrough we did.
Oh, yeah.
Round table. Got to think of the fucking word. And he said, he mentioned, oh no, must have done one before that even, because it was the main quest. He was telling us about the, if you go up to, where the blades all hide out, Cloud Ruler Temple. And if you go up to Cloud Ruler Temple, there's these two which we call it, blades, practicing in the yard, and they're fighting each other. And if you stand there and watch them for like a minute or 2 minutes or something like that, then it increases your sword and your block. I was running past the the arena today, running around the city, waiting for the messenger to show up from the Grey Fox. And there was these two, the apprentices outside the arena punching the crap out of each other. And I went, let me have a look, see if it actually works. So I just stood there and I watched the two apprentices punching each other. And sure enough, it must have been a minute or 90 seconds afterwards, it increased my hand-to-hand by 5 points. So
nice.
Thank you very much, Juan. Yeah. So not that I use hand-to-hand that much, but I think it's actually not that bad.
Huh.
It's my hand-to-hand. It's one of my major skills as well. Hand-to-hand is 43. So
oh, nice.
I have been using it. But yeah, thank you, Juan.
Always with the great advice. I forgot about that. Yeah, because there are those two people outside the arena that are battling or, you know, practicing whatever. And then the guy's up on and that's I didn't realize. Yeah, I'll have to do that. I have to get to the arena anyway to do some stuff, like to, I don't know, just go through the arena because it's fun.
Yeah.
And then have the creepy adoring fan follow me afterwards. But
I told him to get lost. I saw him standing there and avoided like the play.
Oh god. Yeah, the only other quest I did was Both Sides of the Coin, which is in Bruma. I was telling Ray, the one with was it Arona and the chess, I think her name's Arona or something like that, and there's the guy in jail and they both are claiming the other person ratted the other person out about stealing the chest of gold or something. I don't know, but it was a fun little quest. But nothing, no huge quests that I've hopped into or anything. Oh, I did. I followed the Forlorn Watchman.
I keep on seeing that pop up and I keep on meaning to do it and then never getting to it.
Yeah, I haven't finished it yet, but I forgot you had to follow him for so long. Because I forget how long they make you follow people in Oblivion. And I'm like, oh god, is he ever getting to the spot where I'm supposed to be? Like, so I'm actually just about to go do that because I followed him to the end of his walk. So I'll do that before I do the next two things for the Grey Fox. Let's see. So I guess we have we can start with Turning Blind Eye is the first one, right? Yep. So once you finish taking care of Hieronymus Lex and he gets set, what, to Chaden Hall, I believe. Once we get
ready. Yeah, he's in somebody's house, isn't he?
Yeah, I think he's just like sitting there sad, right? Yeah.
Down in the dark.
Yeah.
And I kept looking at the marker going, where the hell is he?
Oh yeah, the Grey Fox. No, he's up in Bruma. But yeah. And then our old friend Methedral comes and gives you the message to tell you where to go, of course, for the quest to kick it off. Yeah, he's at Helvius Cecia's house in Bruma in the basement. Yeah. Yeah, dark corner of the basement. And
so I did find that it, you know, one good way to, you know, to get the messenger to come, you know, contact you is to spam your alteration spell.
Oh, really?
So I was standing there, you know, casting, waiting for my magic to replenish, gas. And all of a sudden, like, hey, you. Like, oh, hey.
Oh, hey, what's going on? Oh, man. Yeah, so is this where, because this is the first time you meet him, so he tells you about how he's told you his name multiple times in the meeting, but you just don't hear it. You don't remember it. The cowl makes you forget it. Or is it the second time you go back there after we get the...
Yeah, I think it's when you go back there and drop it off.
Okay, yeah, because we read there's the note that you can get before you exit the... Moss Priest area.
Yeah, the Illuminati is coming after him. Yeah,
pretty much. Yeah. Yeah. So this one, you have to have 600 gold to start. And then, of course, you get the thing from Methedral, you go to Bruma, go in the basement, talk to Grey Fox. He asks you to get Sevilla Stone or Sevilla Stone from the catacombs at the Temple of Ancestor Moths. These Ancestor Moth priests have a lot less moths than there are in Skyrim. They only have a few moths. They don't have a ton. So it's just like it's a monastery way up in the mountains past Azor's Shrine.
Yeah, I hadn't been in that section of the map at all, so it took me forever to find it.
Yeah, I couldn't fast travel anywhere because I hadn't been up there at all either. It's well, pretty much the northeast corner of the map, I think, is where it's at, or in that general area. It's pretty far north, though, up in the mountains. It's north of Chadenhall. Yeah. So you get up there and you have to talk to one of the monks and figure out which one. You have to think you can charm him, or does he just automatically talk to you? Because I charmed them ahead of time, so I don't know.
I avoided it. He said, like, the quest thing came up, maybe you should talk to one of the moth priests. And I was like, well, no, I don't want anybody to know that I'm here at all. I want to get in and get out without anybody ever realizing I was even there, and see how that would go. So I walked around the little building. I went inside the, whatchamacallit, the little chapel. I look around in there, went up to the tower, and then I saw the crypt, and I was like, it's got to be in the fucking crypt. It's always in the crypt. It's
always.
I did check the well, and I was like, oh, wait, let's check the well first before we go in. And I'm like, oh, no, you can't get in that well. All right, maybe it's just an ordinary well. And then, so then I went in the crypt and then finally found my way downstairs. But, I'd like to hear what you, like, you know, what does the, do you have to charm that guy, the priest?
I don't know if you have to or not, but I did, and then he told me about it. So maybe you did, maybe I did have to at least get him up above like 70 or something like that, you know? I think, some people it's over 80, some people it's over 70 or 75, and they'll tell you something different. So I'm pretty sure I charmed him anyway, used the persuasion wheel. And then he told me, he's like, oh, I know I shouldn't be telling you this, but it's probably down there. And then gave me a key to go down there. So that was how I ended up getting in. But then I just snuck around everybody from there.
Yeah, and I don't know any better, so I have to follow whatever the quest is telling me. Mm-hmm. So I went and talked to him, and of course I couldn't. I hit him with a spell that got me a little away of his there, and then I bribed him the rest of the way until he told me.
Oh, okay. There you go. So then I did have to charm him. I just must have been able to go high enough where it was just over whatever cap was needed. Let's see. So you just kind of sneak. There's a few moth priests, or you have to get by before you get to the main chamber. It wasn't like a ton.
Yeah, just once you get down into the catacombs, it's all blind moth priests with all the robes and the two handed weapons and everything like that.
Yeah.
And I was using my I had chameleon armor, and I was using a chameleon spell. I think I have a ring of chameleon as well, I think, at the moment.
Oh, nice.
I think so. I'm not too sure what I get. Maybe fit over 50, maybe 60 when I use everything. Mm. And my sneak's like 83. So I was getting there through it pretty quick, pretty easily. Yeah. Then you transition, don't you? You go end up, once you get through the catacombs part, there's like you jump into a cave part, so it's like, you know,
yeah,
loads of traps and a couple of skeletons.
Yep.
They're not blind. Yeah, which was, I was thinking when I was using the chameleon spell, it just dawned on me, why am I using chameleon spells and fucking
and they're blind.
And
they're blind.
And I was like, I said, that's what the muffle spell has replaced. The muffle spell replaced the chameleon spell, because they were like,
pretty much,
they were like, you know, why have you got chameleon and invisibility?
Yeah,
like, you know, you're still, and so then they must have, like, you know, had a brain fart and went, oh, right. So Let's have one where you can sneak past blind people. So, yeah, muffled spell or muffled boots when you're in Skyrim to go down into take on the farmer, and you can pretty much sneak through them.
Yeah, that's pretty. Yeah, that's a pretty similar thing. That's true. The muffle and the chameleon with those two things. Yeah, because I ended up sneaking
the quest
through.
Marker told or the quest indicator told me that it was okay to kill him.
Is it? Oh, it's okay to kill the main guy for sure. Is it okay to kill the rest of them?
Yeah.
He said, "Was it the Grey Fox said they don't kill like innocent people?"
Oh, okay.
But all the ones that are sort of like protecting the stone.
Oh, you, those you could. That's
are
right.
Fair game.
Yeah.
I did sneak past the two guys that were in bed.
Oh yeah, that yeah, yeah. Those two yeah.
But everybody else went down.
Yeah, I snuck past everybody except for the skeleton. I think it was the only thing I ended up not sneaking past.
Yeah, I managed to get through past them and jump the traps, like the ones in the rope ones.
Yeah, the two rope ones in a row. Yeah, I hopped over those.
Yeah, I wanted to make sure that they didn't know I was even there, apart from obviously the stone
was
gone. But he's blind. He can't see that the stone is gone. So.
That's a good point. Yeah.
He could feel it. He could feel it.
Yeah. I ended up, I hopped up on the pillar that is to the right front. There's like a little ledge on the pillar and then onto the platform, took the stone and ran away snuck away and he never even saw me. So it was quite an easy heist.
Yeah, apart from he's got one of those bloody stones that you find in the Aeolid ruins.
Yeah,
shoot frost spells at you.
Was it Dark Varla stone or something? Or Welkin stone, not Varla stone. Dark Welkin stone. The Varla stone is the one that redoes your magicka, I believe, right?
Is it health? Because the Welkin stone's the one that does your magic, right?
Is it? Oh, okay. It's just a regular Welkin stone that does your magic. Yeah, and this is a dark Welkin stone. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's right. Varla Stone is something different. Yeah.
Yeah. So I just snuck around. I locked in all the chests, but didn't take any money because, like, you know, I don't need the money. And he's not in the Thieves Guild to earn money. He's in, you know, for the experience, for the enjoyment of it. And so I looked in all the chests, luckily enough, because then there's like a little thing that you need to find or that you can find right at the end.
Yes, for sure. Yeah, that's if you miss that chest, you kind of miss part of the story. Do you have to get that note?
I don't think so. I think you can just sort of like, obviously there's people who wouldn't open that chest because it's not, I mean, it's there on your way out, but and they're thinking,
what note?
Right. Speaking of people who didn't see it.
Yeah.
Right before you get to the ladder, there is there's a note about the history of the Grey Cowl.
Yeah, it's actually it's Nocturnal's Grey Cowl, and they were saying that said it was stolen, but there's like if Nocturnal wanted it back, she'd have it back.
Yeah.
There's no two ways about it. So it must be that there's a curse on it, and they reveal that there's a curse on it that the person who wears it and they'll only be known as the Grey Cowl. Their family won't know him, their friends won't know them. They'll never be known as anything else other than the Grey Cowl. They'll just be, I think, the way they're replying is that they're always alone, apart from they're only known as the Grey Cowl. So you can't, like, you know, share details of your life or any personal interests. You're just the Grey Cowl.
Yeah.
So he can't take that off.
Well, he can, but
because I was pretty sure that it was Hieronymus Lex, just putting on the Grey Cowl and becoming the Grey Fox.
Well, I don't know if we know yet whether you can take it off or not.
Okay.
But in the letter, they also speculate how they can use it right to their advantage if they're able to acquire it.
And lift the curse, they were saying, because, you know, they're all super powerful, whatchamacallit, moth priests and with the sight of the Elder Scrolls in their back pocket. So they can, curses are, they're saying curses are made to be broken. All curses can be broken. So if they can get their hands on it and lift the curse,
yeah,
then they'll be able to use it. And then we also get to find out that, I think it's, is it at the end of the quest or is it the beginning of the next quest? I think it's the beginning of the next quest. We find something else as well.
I wonder if I missed the one on the next quest. But yeah, then we go back to talk to him, and that's when he says, oh yeah, did he say this to you though, right? That I've told you my name multiple times and you don't remember it?
I don't remember him saying that.
I wonder if you have to get the note for that to happen. I mean, that's possible.
Granted, it was 3 weeks ago that I did the quest.
This is a fair point. Yeah. Yeah, you have... He right like before when you go give it to him, and then he basically tells you, okay, I'll let you know when I have something else for you. He's like, yeah, I have. You don't even remember, but I've told you my real name 2 times. Blah blah blah. You know, basically confirming what's in the note you found. But was there a spiked floor also in that? Oh, what happened? Oh God!
Okay, I found this on the web. For is there a spiked floor?
Oh my God!
Also in that?
Siri
what
is going off.
Check it out.
What is happening? Oh my God! Siri is checking for spiked floors because I said, "Is there a spiked floor?" Oh my God! Remind me to disable that application. When, oh God! Was there a spiked floor in that?
Yeah, it seems to me that it killed somebody for me. There was somebody following me and they got stuck in it.
Oh, that's possible. I hopped around it, yeah, and I was able to get through it. But yeah, I think there is somebody right there before you go in there as well. So yeah, I could see how it would be a good way to get rid of an enemy to kite them in there, you know?
Yeah, I walked over to it and like 3/4 of my health disappeared. So I turned around and went around. Because I still only have like, you know, 100 health or something.
Yeah, I think I have like 90 something. So yeah, I'm not like much ahead of you there. Oh gosh. Yeah, so after that whole scene with the gray fox, he's like, all right, I'll, you know, summon you, and you have to get up to 700 gold, which I think I'm far past at this point. So
I've got to go out stealing again, actually. I've got 760 gold, I think.
Oh,
fenced. So I have to go out stealing it again for the next quest.
Oh wow! Yeah, I'm at like 12 something.
So how do you see that?
When you fence the stuff, it'll give you a count at the top.
Okay,
but that's the only time it kind of pops up, I think.
Okay,
there might be a way to check it.
I get a notification that, you know, you can't get the next quest until you get, you know, to this level.
Yeah.
And so then, you know, I go off, you know, rooting around through somebody's house, you know, and, you know, there's so little of value
in most of
these houses.
This is true.
And, you know, while I'm, you know, rummaging through this, you know, chest, getting, you know, $2 bottles of wine and, you know, $1, you know, clothing, I get a message that pops up that, you know, you've stolen this much money's worth of stuff. I'm like, oh shit, you know, couldn't you have told me that like right away?
Oh man. Yeah. I think there might be a way to make it pop up, but it only like pops up at the very top of the screen for a moment.
Okay.
Like after you,
I don't feel so bad that it's not sitting, you know, in some indicator in my active effects or something.
Like maybe when you activate when you make it an active quest, it might pop up there as well. That might be the only other time that I can think of, other than when you're selling stuff.
I'm still trying to figure out how all this stuff works.
Yeah, I don't think there's a great way to find out. That's kind of an annoying thing I've always found, is like, especially if you haven't fenced a lot of stuff. The things I like to grab a lot of are like the alembics and stuff like that, because they're worth a relatively decent value, and there's a lot of them around in places. You know, the crafting equipment like that. There's a good bit of that stuff floating around, you know, so they add up pretty quickly. Actually, all the stuff in this next one, all the all the potion stuff was stealable as well. It wasn't like a normal dungeon, I don't think. I think if you took it, it was stolen, I believe. Because there was those two areas, right?
I tried to get through that as quickly as possible. Start the quest.
So after you do your 700, Amusi find you in the Imperial City or wherever you're at. I just go to the Imperial City. They come there faster. And then you have to go to a house in Coral and meet with the Gray Fox there. So
it's the guy we rescued from the Bruma, isn't it?
Yeah, from the vampire.
Oh, the vampire quest. Oh, wait, I just had that pop up.
It was the one we did for this one. The vampire in the basement.
Yeah.
Where you go find the book.
Yes.
Oh, maybe that was a...
Was that a Moosey?
We rescued him twice, didn't we?
I think so, yeah. Yeah, I believe so.
Wasn't he in the very early on in the quests down in... Whatchamacallit? Oh, what was that? One that's far south.
Oh, that was the one where you got to recover the ring. Is that what it is? He was in that one. Yeah. And then he
got sent to prison because he tried to sell it back to the person that she stole it from.
Yes. Yep. And then there was the Lost Histories where you had to finish a job off for one of the guild people. I think it was the last one.
String of bad luck.
Yep. Yeah, he's been around quite a bit. So we head to Melintus Anchorus's house in Coral. I think that's how you say it. And we find out we have to go to get a thing called the Arrow of Extraction from the court wizard in Breville, who is Fathus Aaron. And so I guess there's multiple ways you can kind of do this as well. Multiple people you can talk to figure out where his office is, I guess you would say, or his room in the castle. I stumbled across the king's son or something in Scriva's house, I think, at one point, weirdly enough. But this was afterwards. You can just ask one of the beggars in town. And they'll let you know, because obviously they're part of the network. So, and you also find out that there may be a secret passage or something in the room. Now, this one, when I got to the castle, and if I went directly upstairs, nobody was guarding the door.
If you go up there during the day.
So, but you have to go quickly. But then they all come out. I must have got there right at shift change, so nobody was at the door, and then I was screwing around and 30 guards came out, and I'm like, oh wait, that was a mistake. this didn't work out the way I planned.
Yeah, nobody was at the door for me, but every 2 seconds somebody would come out of that room at the end of that walkway, and my little eye would light up and oh crap.
I got in there pretty quick when they weren't there. So, and then if you go straight up the steps and to the left, that's where his room is. Also, I like to close the doors behind me.
Well, yeah, that's what I was gonna say. Don't be a knucklehead like me and leave the door hanging open while you're looking around trying to figure out. Because all of a sudden, this guard comes up behind me and busts me and says he's taking me to jail. And I said, oh, no, you're not. Reload.
Reload. Oh, man. Yeah. So obviously you didn't know about the secret passageway or where to find it, right?
No, not at that point. I went in the room, and at first I thought maybe he was in bed asleep. But there was nobody in the bed, so I just started looking around the room, and looking in all the in the drawers and in the boxes and everything. And then there's a couple of chests at one end of the room, and I looked in one and didn't find anything. Looked in the other one, and then got a message, you know, from the quest that, you know, that there was a secret, you know, a secret door somewhere.
Yeah, yeah. Colin, did you have any trouble finding it since we've kind of done a bunch of these secret passages before?
Yeah, I had a look around the room, and I was it questioned the, whatchamacallit, the beggars. So I knew they were saying that there was a secret passage in there. So I actually, you know, was done the same as Ray as searching around the room, got to the other side, and then as when I went past the whatchamacallit, the thingy, I saw that the whatever that thing is activatable, and I went, oh, that's where the secret room is.
Yep. Yeah,
I'll continue. Yeah, so I'll I'll continue searching though. So I carried on going, and I saw the chest, and checked both the chests. Didn't take anything from them. Opened them both.
Well, what you didn't take the one gold?
What is it? One of them had like a a gold nugget, some gold, and a soul gem in it.
Yep.
Yeah. Nope. I mean, they didn't have crap in it for me.
Yeah. Oh man.
So I had a look at those, and then I had the message come up that maybe it's hidden somewhere else. And he says, like, you know, that leads to his other tower because he's got another tower outside, but only he knows how to open the door to the one in out there. So, but, okay. So then I go into the whatchamacallit, the sneaky route, the secret passage.
Yep.
Go into the next room and then just go down the stairs a little. Put on my shield of Night Eye and have a look, and then to see there's a big effing Dremora guarding the gates.
Yes, who I thought I had done away with. So, yeah, I go down and I'm like, oh god, I'm like, oh. So he went to the left, and I snuck past him and got through the gate straight ahead, and I got to the two other guys, right? Where you get to the one section where there's the slaughterfish straight ahead, the two guys in the room to the left.
Yep.
So then I get the first one of those guys, and here comes the Dremora because he heard everything going on. But thankfully, he starts fighting the other conjurer or whatever he was. So I'm like, oh, well, that was kind of helpful, actually. So I ran away, and then eventually the Dremora came out, and I was able to beat him because he had been beaten down by the conjurer. So, but yeah, then I couldn't find the key for that stupid door, and I knew there was the whole slaughterfish thing, and that was all confusing. Like, this is one of the more confusing parts of any quest for me. Is this?
Yeah, because you get to that door, right? That stupid door. It says you need a key to get in this door. The map marker is right behind that door.
Yes. Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
But that's not where you need to go.
No, because
all that's in there is a stupid treasure room. But that's where the fucking map marker tells you exactly what, you know, obviously it's a 3D map.
Yeah, so you don't know it's 2D map. Above it or below it or wherever it is. Yeah. Yeah.
So I go down past a couple of slaughterfish, and I was like, fuck you. And I go past go down the little fucking toilet hole right at the bottom and meet the giant bloody slaughterfish, and then I go out the fucking door.
I did the same thing.
And I'm outside.
In the lake. Yeah.
Yeah. It's like, what the fuck?
I'm like, wait, do I have to swim to that island? And I'm like, wait, no, I don't have to swim to the island. I need to go back in the door.
Yeah.
Oh.
And this is why they put floating markers in Skyrim.
Yes. Yeah.
For dumbasses like me.
And so I'm still thinking I can't kill anybody.
Oh, no.
So, you know, I see, you know, this figure down at the end of the hallway. And so I creep down to, you know, to go see, well, you know, maybe I can sneak past him. Maybe I can pickpocket him and get a, you know, find a key or something. And I see it's a Dremora. And so I just like, and ran away. And then, you know, waited for him to settle down, and then you know, got to where I could sneak attack him with my arrows.
Oh, man. You know what? But it must have been in the first. Was there a Dremora in the first one, too, or no? No, there wasn't, right?
No, but there's two in this one.
There's two in it. Okay. Where is the second one in this one?
It's further down. It's when you, because to be able to get to the next, because after I went outside, Then I went, I swam over to that island and I was like, looked around and I went, no. And then I had to swim back down again and then spend like 20 minutes swimming in a circle to try that fucking door, which obviously on your way out of the fucking place, it's a door, but on the outside where it's a trap door.
Yeah.
So I'm looking for a door on the side of a thing, but it's not. It's just a fucking
It's a little trap door,
trap door, right? So I finally find it, and then I go back in there. So then I'm like, right, so obviously what I got to do is I got to go back in, find the stupid fucking mage, and pickpocket the key from him, right? I go inside, and like this takes me like, I don't know, another 20 minutes of like going all the way through that, back out the other side. And then I have to wait in the room for him to finally show up. And then some dark elf comes into that room. It's not the mage. It's some dipshit. And whatchamacallit, a Khajiit comes in the room. And I pickpocket the key from him. I go all the way back downstairs. It's not the right fucking key. He had two keys in him. He had, Castle, is this Breville that we're in? Castle Breville key, and then there was some other key. I can't remember the name of the other key that he had on him, but it was going to be that fucking key because it's not going to be Castle Breville key. So I didn't want to get caught taking the other one just in case. So I take that other key and I go all the way down, and it's no, it's not the right key. And the map marker's there, so I'm like, and then no matter what I do. A guard comes from the other side of the thing and just runs straight to me and just goes, you can't be in here. You got a 5 gold coin. And I went, fuck you. And I reloaded.
Oh, man.
But the only problem is that like the auto like thing just crapped out on me. I think it was in the wrong place, or it just wasn't a satisfying reload. So I had to reload my last proper save, which was like just before the last room in the previous quest.
Oh my god!
when you steal the stone.
So oh like, my god!
Right, we're doing this.
Oh,
so
shit.
I go through that. We get the stone. I fast travel back. Oh. And I went, here's your fucking stone. Here's your letter. I know about the thing. Blah blah blah. And I fuck off. And then and then I'm like, right, I fast travel to the place. I save, I get inside the castle, I save, I get inside the little room, I save, and I start going through. And then, like, you know, after a while, then I just give up on it because I just don't want to do it anymore. So I have a little look on Google and they're like, oh, yeah, there's like two passages down in that slaughterfish base.
There's a little side tunnel. Yeah.
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 And I was like, shut up, bitch.
Fortunately for me, I was already looking at the map at that point because I was
so saw the lost. Side thing? Yeah.
And so I saw that little thing on the map, and then it was just a matter of trying to figure out how to get to it. And I saw some, you know, so I had Finn Gleam on, so I had water breathing. And I was in that pool, and I saw the, you know, Finn Gleam also has that detect life to it.
Yeah.
And so I saw them light up. But they just sat there. They didn't act like I was even in the water.
Well, that's good. I killed the small ones, which wasn't a big deal, but I went out the lake, but I did not encounter the giant one somehow. Mm. And then came back in, went up, and then went through the side. And in the second set of tunnel area, the passageway area, there's that other Dremora, right?
Mm-hmm.
I
snuck past him.
Yeah, I got, he was starting to fight me, I think, and then I like threw a scamp out there and he went into another room and I closed the gate and he wouldn't come out the gate once it was closed.
Hmm.
So I was like, well, that was kind of helpful. Like, is it always that easy? I'm like, it seems weird. I don't know. It seems wrong. Yeah. And then I had the whole, I screwed up once I got outside into the courtyard of the tower. There's that first mage at the bottom waiting for you with, he has like, there's like a flame atronach and a scamp down there or something like that. And so I beat him. I beat Fathis. And then I'm walking to the chest and I get killed by some stupid thing throwing a fireball at me while I wasn't paying attention. And had to do the whole thing all over again. I'm like, oh, Jesus, you got to be kidding me. I'm like, oh, and this is where I was telling you guys that I had like five lockpicks. I had like five lockpicks the entire time through this whole quest to get through all of it.
Yeesh.
Go ahead.
Oh, I was going to say, I think I ended up with two by the time I got inside the tower. That was where I was at. I was like, this is bad.
Yeah, so before starting these quests, I was going to check on, the other guys, Juan and idea that to make the, open lock spell touch. I can walk up and touch the gate and open it. Yeah, there is no touch option for
an open spell. When you craft it, you can't make it touch. Okay.
No, it's only target, and you can increase the area that it affects, but it only affects like a large area when you can actually hit the thing that it needs to hit.
Yeah, so actually it has to hit it regardless, right?
Yeah, and it won't hit the gate no matter how many times I fucking try it. I just can't get it to hit the gate. So I had to lockpick, but luckily I had like 180 fucking lockpicks on me. And I did figure out one thing about the lockpicking when I was like doing the average locks and stuff. There was a couple there that there was a couple of gates that were average. I think it's the one that's near the Dremora.
Yeah, yep.
And so I snuck past him and I got to the gate and I was unlocking that one. And I think that the way that you don't have to, like, you know, go 1, 2, 3 and then find that right one to click into place. You can click into place at any time. You just got to do it at the right timing when it connects to the top. So when you push it up and then it hits the top at that very second that it hits the top and connects, that's when you got to click the left click.
Yep.
It's not, you know, see, this is what they didn't tell us, right? See, they were hiding this secret to make us feel like fools. And they were trying to ruin Oblivion but it didn't work. But yeah, you push up, and then as soon as the thing connects to the top, that's when you got to click. And some of them move faster than others because some of the springs are weaker. So the very first one, the easy locks, it's a really soft spring, so it goes up really, really fast. So you got to, you know, basically push it and click at the same time, and that'll lock it into place. But as soon as I got to the harder locks, I was just like, you know, yep, or try. 20 lockpicks, and it opens.
So,
After I got through the first average lock, I started sweating because I only went in with 270 lockpicks. And so I was a little bit worried. But yeah, with the hard locks, I use the auto try.
Ah, yep. Gotcha.
And was really just surprised, you know, I mean, there's a pretty wide range. So one of them, it took 21 tries. And another one, it took 4. It was, but yeah, I burned through about 120 lockpicks.
Wow. Yeah, I'm using a controller, so I don't know if that's different, but I always go to the furthest right one and I hit it a few times. Like, I don't think there's a real pattern. I hit it a few times till I get comfortable. And usually after it's a super quick one, then I'll do it. And then I just move left from there. But I always start furthest right, work right to left and on them, you know?
My excuse is that because I'm in a hotel, I don't have a mouse mat with me. So
there you go.
That's the problem I was having.
It also may be harder on mouse and keyboard. I don't know.
Yes, it is. I know that for 100% fact.
Yeah.
That it's like 900,000 times more difficult with a mouse and keyboard than it is with Michael's controller, which was made by Bethesda as a present for all his experimenting to make lockpicking easier in Oblivion.
Oh.
I need to contact him. I need one of those too. Because my controller doesn't make it any easier.
Oh, God. Oh, that's funny. So after we get the Arrow of Extraction, which is up, you got to kill everything in the whole courtyard area. There's a couple, you know, there's a scamp. There's a couple Flame Atronachs.
There's a clan fear right at the top floor, but I didn't kill anything. I just
there's a clan fear
snuck around.
Oh, you just snuck through it. Okay.
Snuck through, up to the tower, looked in all the chests and didn't take anything again. Got to the top and he was in heavy armor, I think, with a big fucking...
Yeah, he has dwarven on.
Yeah, he has a staff on his back, I think.
Yep. Lightning, I think.
So I snuck up behind him. I already had the chameleon spell on, and then I threw an invisibility spell on as well, and had a look around. Couldn't see it on any of the tables because he was practicing something. He's doing something with something right in front of the table.
Oh yeah, and, yeah.
So I come into the right of him, but got to be super, super sneaky because the chest is like kind of to his right. If you're looking from his eyes, it's to his right and on the floor. So I just went over there, got
it. And the other side of the table from him.
Yeah. So I get, you only get an arrowhead, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Extrication.
Yep.
That's right. I was worried that I had missed something and,
I was too. Even though I've done it before, I was like, God, am I forgetting a step here that I missed? Like, is it all the way down in those damn tunnels somewhere?
Yeah.
Or did
I? And so I went, there's a chest off to the left.
Yeah.
That's, and just kind of, right to his side. And so I went over there and opened it up and there was nothing in it. I'm like, well, crap. I looked on all the tables and everything, couldn't find it. And then finally I see this little chest, in front of him, just on the other side of the table. I thought, okay, well, I'm going to totally get busted on this one.
But I
went up, opened it up, took the arrowhead out. He never stopped, mixing whatever he was mixing in his little vials. And off I went. Until I got back down to the bottom and went to go out the door.
Oh.
And it's locked.
Yes.
Oh. Damn
it. So I'm looking, I saw daylight through some of the windows, so I thought maybe I could just jump out.
Oh, man.
But couldn't get to any of those. So I went back up to where he was. And, fortunately at that point, I'd already killed everything that was in there but him. And so I went and pickpocketed the tower key from him. Because when I got up there, he had three keys. He had the special key, the tower key, and the castle key. So I figured that the tower key was the one I needed.
Yeah, I just turned around and walked all the way through the dungeon again. Went all the way out and then swam down past that stupid... giant slaughterfish again. I tried to attack it a bit, but the only thing I'm good at is bow and arrow, and that's useless.
Yeah, it doesn't really work under there. Yeah.
So I tried hitting it a few times with my dagger, which does 3 damage or something like that. So that wasn't happening, especially seeing as he was knocking 30% off me, which he hit. So I just swam out.
I had I had the Dremora sword from the Dremora. That's what I used to kill the smaller slaughterfish. I never came across the bigger one. So, but yeah, I exited. I went out the door because I killed everybody in the tower, including Father Saren, and of course I got kicked out of the Mage's Guild in the meantime because I killed him.
He's in the Mage's Guild because he's the court wizard.
So I also got kicked out, so I gotta get back in the Mage's Guild now.
Wow.
So for the moment I'm not even in there.
So you're even less in the Mage's Guild now than
I'm way out now. Yeah, I'm definitely less in the guild at this point.
Yeah, I mean, you know, if you haven't made it all the way into the guild, how do you get kicked out?
Yeah, I haven't even gotten to the Arcane University yet. So, but I guess I'm technically in because I can go in all the places and sleep there. So there is that. But I still go and just sleep at Elswell because you get the free bed after you do that quest over in that town. If you came across it, the Invisible People town.
Oh, yeah, I haven't done that one.
Yeah, it's a fun little quest, nothing crazy. But, yeah, you get a free bed at the end there. So I just go there and go to sleep when I got to level up.
Yeah, I went to sleep. I haven't leveled up through this lot. But I went into the Mage's Guild tower, the Archmage's Tower.
Oh, yeah.
It was to make the spell for to see if I could make the touch open spell.
Yeah.
And I got in there, and our staff was back. You know, that little staff of Horomir, was already back, sitting on the table waiting for me when I got back. So that was nice.
Oh, nice.
Just steal it again?
It was like, you know, it's mine anyway. So it just had been on a nice, friendly journey. So,
nice, friendly journey. Yeah. Oh, God. Yeah, so that was Arrow of Extrication and Turning a Blind Eye. They were fun little quests.
When he gives us this quest, as he says that that stone that we got in the previous one allowed him to see past.
Yeah, yeah, yep.
It's the sea into the palace, the king's, the emperor's palace.
That's what allowed him to see. Yeah.
And he was saying it's lucky that the emperor didn't know that the priests had this, because if he did, then he would have sent the guard in to wipe them all out and steal it, destroy it, or use it themselves.
Yep. Yep.
So I was like, okay, he's definitely after something fucking big.
Yeah.
Yeah, if he needs to, like, you know, think of that the emperor themselves, like, oh, well, you know, it's not the emperor anymore. Who's in charge now?
Oh, what is it called? Yeah, because the emperor's dead, obviously. Isn't there like a council or something? But yeah. there's a person, right?
Yeah, we meet him in the like the closing end of the main quest, but I can't remember his name.
I forget.
I think he's like counselor or something. Or
yeah.
But I'm pretty sure he says like the emperor, if the emperor had known, because obviously they've had it for a while.
So yeah, they've been, like, you know, yeah, obviously.
If he had to have known that they had this, he would have sent somebody there to take it.
Yep, yep. So the next two quests are Boots of Spring Heel Jack and the Ultimate Heist, both for the Gray Fox. So those are good ones. I know Spring Heel Jack is a pretty long one, and so is the Ultimate Heist. and I will make sure I bring block picks on these along on these journeys in case I need them.
I bought another several hundred dollars worth of replenish my stock.
Oh, God. That's funny. I bought 50. So I was like, I got to have at least 50 on hand. So
I still got over 100. That should be enough. But I've got spells to take care of everything else. Only have the bare minimum. Like, you know, the gates that I got to worry about.
Yeah.
So I don't use them as much.
That's true.
Yeah. And I should be. We meet a Moosey again.
Oh yeah, we do. Yeah,
to get this next quest, I know, because I was standing in Bruma, casting the defense spell to level up my alteration. I'm getting close.
Oh nice!
I'm almost to 50. So, but while I was standing there doing it, he came running up and talked to me again. So,
yeah, yeah, I think I have enough to kick that off. So I think he may have found me already too, and I have to go speak to the fox again. So I don't remember how much lock picking is in these next two, but I know they are more difficult than the last two that I recall. Also, really good quest.
Swing by another fence and pick up a couple hundred more.
Yeah, that was the thing. Well, I wanted to go to the fence in what the Elven District or whatever, or the new one you get after this quest.
The one in the Imperial City.
Yeah, Fathus Eulis or whatever, but it wasn't working for me, and apparently there's a bug where he won't offer you his services. So I had to go back to, what's his name, Angar, up in, he's in Bruma, that one.
Yeah.
It's Angar the World Weary or something like that. But
And you got the, what should we call it, the smith in Anvil, right?
Oh, I always forget about the smith in Anvil, actually, yeah.
Yeah, I remember the smith, but I couldn't remember what city he was in.
Yeah, and then there's the person in Breville on the second floor of, to the left of the armor shop, I believe, or something like that, on the other side of the water. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, across the bridge.
Yeah, across the bridge. Yeah, there's that there. So, yeah.
I just stick with tired guy.
Yeah, I go world weary. Yeah, because I know where he's at all the time. You know, it's right. Like easy to find. He's always in the bar.
I go in the morning and hit him up in his house. So.
Oh, there you go.
Wake him up.
Yeah. That's a good way to do it. You know, he's in bed. You know, he's there. So we started. I started because when we lost our feed a few years ago. You know, obviously posted all the old episodes and stuff to finally get it up to date. And I've been able to reacquire the round tables. So they are being reposted from the beginning, too. So,
oh, cool.
Thank you to Thomas, who emailed asking about them. And it reminded me that I was supposed to start doing that 2 months ago. And so I started posting them. So, yeah, they'll be coming out. That was, the first one was... you, Colin, Andrew, Victor, Keith, Blake, and I think that was it. I don't think Juan was there. I listened, but now I don't remember. But yeah, that was a while ago. 2014.
Shit.
Just 5 minutes ago, you know?
Yeah, pretty much. Fuck me. I remember being oddly impressed by getting... a pair of boots of strength or something like that from the one where you go to get you go to get the horn. That was it, the horn of Jürgen Winkel.
Oh yeah, yeah, yep.
Yeah, and I remember getting a pair of boots of strength or a pair of boots of brawn or something like that.
Oh, nice. Guest.
And I was really impressed with myself. And Andrew was like, yeah, I got a pair as well, and they were orcish. So, like, fuck you.
Oh, God. Yeah, so those will be coming out pretty regularly until we get all those back on the feed, too. So this is just basically housekeeping to get everything back together again from whence it was lost. So I think I have all of them. I'm just... leveling out the audio and stuff like that on them. So hopefully that'll
help. Using modern technology.
Yeah, it was 7 years ago. It was Andrew's first go. So that was his first hosting gig, that episode. Let's see. I have actually, I'm supposed to be recording again in like 7 minutes ago. But
you better run to that podcast.
Yeah, I'm gonna have to. Well, thankfully, I'm the one recording it, so I guess it doesn't matter until I get there anyway. those were fun two quests. I do love the Thieves Guild, and I'm super excited for getting into the Dark Brotherhood for sure. I haven't killed anybody yet, so I've not been invited. So.
Yeah, I've been toting around that stupid Blade of Woe.
Oh, have you? Oh, you've had it for a while. I gotcha. Oh man. Oh yeah. I have not yet, but we'll see what happens.
Yeah, it does even less damage than my bloody dagger that I carry around.
The steel dagger or silver dagger.
Yeah, your wooden dagger.
Yeah.
It's just, I tried to hit something with it one just to see, and yeah, nope.
Oh, God. Oh, man. Yeah, I have a glass one I just got, so that one's at least halfway decent, but it still doesn't do all that much damage. Better than the silver.
I did do, I done the, I dunned. Welcome to English 101. Dunbarrow Cove? You know, the thing down at Anvil? Was it the DLC house or something like that?
Oh, yeah.
Pirate ship.
Yep.
So I done that, and I got all the shit for it. And they have a mercantile trainer down there. If you ever need a mercantile trainer, there's one at Dunbarrow Cove.
Oh, okay.
I don't know what level he is, but, you know.
Yeah.
People like making money, usually. So.
Yeah. Oh, cool.
And there was some glass arrows, I think, when I went down to the bottom.
Oh, nice. I have right now? Dwarven arrows and a dwarven bow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so. I have elven bow, dwarven arrows.
That's
I haven't been
good.
Able to find it. I think a couple of more levels to be able to get the elven stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm such an underachiever. I do have a silver bow, but I'm still shooting iron arrows.
Oh, wow. Iron arrows. Nice.
Yeah, I still have all of them. I keep all my, well, I don't keep all my iron arrows or else I'd be overweight because they weigh shit.
Yeah, that's the thing in this one. Yeah, you can't carry 75,000 arrows in Oblivion.
Yeah. I have them all. I have dwarven arrows, for my, minotaurs and bears and shit, or ogres. And I have my iron arrows for skeletons and silver arrows for ghosts.
Yeah.
Steel arrows for, because steel arrows you can still buy plenty of.
Yeah, you can get those pretty readily, too. All right. Well, I got to head to my next one. we'll be back soon with the next two quests. And, make sure you check out No Man's Sky, Butcher and Baker, and Candlemaker, not Candlestick. I couldn't remember if the stick was in there or not. In Space, Dames of Game, Fallout Feed, all that. We're all there. Just check out asapodcasting.com. It has them all listed, and I think there's some embedded players on there now and stuff like that, so that's always good. But till next time, thank you, everyone.
Night, guys.
Take it easy.